Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the boys' state soccer championships underway yesterday at a rainy county park in Des Moines. And in Class 1A quarterfinal round play, it was Iowa City Regina scoring in the first few seconds of the match, and they went on to a 4-0 win over Riverside yesterday. Bulldogs making their first trip to the state tournament as they bow out with a mark of 12-6 on the season. Also in 1A quarterfinals yesterday, West Liberty beat Columbus Catholic 2-1, Nevada edging MOC Floyd Valley 3-2, and Beckman Catholic blanking Des Moines Christian 3-0. That sets up the semis today, where top-seeded Beckman Catholic will face Nevada. Third-seeded Iowa City Regina will play West Liberty. In Class 2A quarterfinals yesterday, Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Dubuque Waller 3-2. It was Pella 1-0 over Norwalk, Waverly Shellrock beating ADM 3-1, and Storm Lake a 3-1 winner over Mount Pleasant. Those winners advance to today's semis as top-seeded Cedar Rapids Xavier plays Appella, and number 2 Waverly Shellrock will face off against Storm Lake. Also in Class 3A first-round play yesterday, it was Sioux City West a 3-0 winner over Cedar Rapids Washington. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beating Sioux City West 2-1, Johnston over Ankeny 2-1, and Iowa City High a 3-1 win over West Des Moines Dowling. Top-seeded Iowa City West will face Cedar Rapids Kennedy today, while number 2 seed Johnston will battle Iowa City High in semifinal play today in Des Moines. Also yesterday, the girls' state tennis championships getting underway. In singles action in Class 1A yesterday, Owens Sweesey of Glenwood was a winner in her first-round match. She beat Courtney Schneider of Dubuque Wallard 6-4 and 6-love in the opener. Kate Walker of Red Oak also was a first-round winner, beating Mackenzie Richmond of Centerville 6-love and 6-1 and 6-love in straight sets. That moved them into the quarterfinals in Class 1A, where both Sweesey and Walker were defeated, as Ellen Chalstrom of St. Edmund beat Sweesey of Glenwood 6-4 and 6-love. Haley Resnick of Davenport Assumption was a winner over Walker of Red Oak 2-6, 7-6, and 6-4. That bumped both Walker and Sweesey into the consolation quarterfinals in Class 1A, and both stayed alive with victories as Walker beat Schneider of Wallert 6-1 and 6-1, and Sweesey beat Emily Ehlers of Lamar 6-1 and 6-1. In Class 1A doubles first-round action yesterday, the team of Zoe Baker and Grace Blomstead of Red Oak was a winner. They beat Jeannie Bouchard and Claire Bouchard of Cedar Rapids Xavier in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-1. Rachel Tucker and Grace Newman of Glenwood were winners in the first round as well. They beat Rachel Westergaard and Natalie Delaney of Spirit Lake Okoboji, 6-3 and 6-2. That moved both those teams into the quarterfinals in 1A, where Baker and Blomstead of Red Oak were winners again. They beat Veronica Francis and Paige Engbers of Pella Christian 6-1 and 6-love, so they move into the semis today. Not so good for Tucker and Newman of Glenwood yesterday, though, in the quarterfinals, as they were beaten by the team of Caroline and Elizabeth Ott of Dubuque Wallert 6-3 and 6-2. That bumped Tucker and Newman into the quarterfinals of consolation, where they were winners to stay alive as they beat Haley Schneiden and Kate Fennelly of Davenport Assumption in a three-set match yesterday. Action continues today. Also in high school softball yesterday, it was Glenwood over Red Oak 10-0, Lewis Central 7-6 over Denison, many games postponed last night due to the rain. Also in Thursday baseball, Lewis Central beat Denison 7-0, Glenwood was a 9-1 winner over Red Oak, and there too many other games postponed last night due to the weather conditions. In Major League Baseball, Jeff Francoeur and Eric Hosmer combined for 3 RBIs in the 9th inning against the St. Louis Cardinals bullpen as the Kansas City Royals spoiled Michael Wacha's almost spotless debut, snapping an 8-game losing streak with a soggy 4-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals that ended, I don't know, like 10 minutes ago. Actually, it ended around 3:15 this morning. Hall of Famer George Brett's debut as the interim batting coach was a success, and the Royals avoided a 4-game sweep despite totaling just 4 hits in a marathon that was delayed an hour before the first pitch, and then another 4 hours and 32 minutes not long after the Royals took the lead with the bases loaded and nobody out in the top of the 9th inning. It took 12 minutes to get the last 6 outs of a game that would have been a snappy 2 hours 27 minutes had it not been for all of that rain. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, Texas beat Arizona 9-5, Cubs over the White Sox 8-3, Seattle beat San Diego 7-1, San Francisco downed Oakland 5-2, Boston was a 9-2 winner over Philadelphia, Cleveland beat Cincinnati 7-1, Pittsburgh topping Detroit in 11 innings 1-0, the Mets beat the Yankees 3-1, Baltimore over Washington 2-0, Tampa Bay beats Miami 5-2, it was Atlanta big over Toronto 11-3, Minnesota outscored Milwaukee 8-6, Houston over Colorado 7-5, and the Angels beat the Dodgers 3-2. A Hall of Famer George Brett has been appointed the KC Royals interim hitting coach as part of a shakeup aimed at pulling that struggling team out of its losing skid. Brett has helped the Royals in spring training for a number of years, but he's always turned down full-time job offers because he didn't want to deal with the daily grind. The Royals, who haven't scored more than 3 runs in their last 6 games before last night, were near the bottom of the league in runs, walks, homers, RBIs, and pretty much just about every other offensive category. Also in the majors, the Yankees plan to activate Andy Pettitte from the disabled list Monday and start the left-hander that night against the Cleveland Indians. The soon-to-be 41-year-old Pettitte came out of a start against Seattle on May 16th because of a tight left trapezius muscle near his pitching shoulder. Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira and third baseman Kevin Youkilis are likely to be activated for today's series opener against Boston after a 2-day minor league injury rehabilitation assignment at AA Trenton. Miami Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton will back off of his rehab from a strained hamstring because of sore knees. There's no timetable for the return of Stanton, who went on the disabled list April 30th after he got hurt the night before. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Oklahoma City beat Omaha 8-1. It was Nashville over the Iowa Cubs by a 6-1 final. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, LeBron James and Udonis Haslem have put the Miami Heat within one victory of their third straight trip to the NBA Finals. The duo produced 26 points in the third quarter to help the Heat pull away in a 90-79 win over the Indiana Pacers in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat outscored the Pacers 30-13 in the third period after Indiana carried a 4-point lead into the second half. James contributed 16 of Miami's third quarter points and finished with 30 along with 8 rebounds and 6 assists. The Pacers in Miami were tied at 53 until the Heat outscored Indiana 17-4 in the last 4.5 minutes of the third quarter. The Pacers will try to stave off elimination when they host the Heat in game number 6 coming up on Saturday. In golf, Jay Haas has experienced unprecedented success in Iowa during his Champions Tour career. If Haas can win a fourth Principal Charity Classic title in his first trip to the event's new home, then he'll join a pair of Hall of Famers in the Senior Circuit's record book. Haas will seek to join Jack Nicklaus and Hale Irwin as the only Champions Tour players to win the same event 4 times when play starts today at the Wakanda Club in Des Moines. Haas won the 2007 and 2008 titles, and he cruised to a 5-stroke win at the Glen Oaks Country Club in West Des Moines last spring. He's currently 4th in the Charles Schwab Cup and finished 2nd last weekend at the Senior PGA Championship. That 54-hole tournament begins today and runs through Sunday in Des Moines. Charles Schwartzel is the leader through 18 holes of the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. Schwartzel made up for a double bogey by carding 10 birdies and firing a 7-under-65 that leaves him one stroke ahead of Scott Piercy. Charlie Wee, Russell Henley, Josh Teeter, and Kyle Stanley are all two shots back. They're one ahead of Bill Haas and Matt Kuchar. Well, Green Bay has signed running back Eddie Lacy, their second-round pick in this year's NFL draft. The 5'11", 230-pound Lacy earned first-team All-SEC honors last year after rushing for 1,322 yards and 17 touchdowns at Alabama. He finished with a career average of 6.77 yards every time he touched the ball. Well, the NCAA is being sued by the family of late coach Joe Paterno, as well as former players and others connected to Penn State. That lawsuit hopes to overturn the landmark sanctions for the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The 40-page lawsuit tries to show that the NCAA overstepped the organization's own rules in levying penalties against the football program with uncharacteristic speed. Representatives for the Paterno family have said they hoped it would raise new questions about the university's internal investigation, led by former FBI Director Louis Free, along with how and why the NCAA used Free's report as a basis for its sanctions in July. And Ohio State University President Gordon Gee had another one of those gee whiz, I'm not very smart moments. He said at a meeting that he attended last year that Notre Dame was never invited to join the Big Ten because the university's priests are not good partners, and he joked that, quote, those damn Catholics can't be trusted. At the December meeting of the school's athletic council, Gee also took shots at schools in the Southeastern Conference and the University of Louisville. That's according to the recording of the event, which was obtained by the Associated Press under a public records request. The university called the statements inappropriate and said Gee is undergoing a remediation plan because of the remarks. Gee, who apologized in a statement released to the AP, has gotten in trouble for his offhand remarks before, most recently during a memorabilia for cash and tattoos scandal that cost football coach Jim Tressel his job. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.